Hello, I am Bin Umar the Wee. I will be filling in for that lazy Latin nigger to Cotren. Up in here looking like a sexy dark skin version of Ghost off of Power, who I am getting all hot and bothered thinking about Tico Trent's sexy ass. My pussy's so wet. Damn, he's fine. Today's topic is going to be about the Popeye's chicken sandwich fights. What the fuck, in the entire fuck? First off, why the fuck are y'all fighting over Popeye's chicken sandwiches? That shit ain't even all that good to begin with. You need to be fighting over getting an education or a job. Maybe fight to end violence in your damn neighborhoods. Or getting better funding for your schools. Or try fighting to better yourselves. But no, y'all out here fighting over dumbass shit like Popeye's running out of the chicken sandwich. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Have y'all niggers lost you all's minds? Who raised you? Out here acting like y'all ain't got no home training. Y'all need to grow the fuck up. And stop acting like a bunch of wild animals. I know your parent raised you better than that. How the fuck does 2% out of 12.9% population of American blacks make up 100% of the international view of black people? You all are a waste of black skin. And are a disgrace to all black people. Y'all need to better yourselves and stop being followers and start being leaders. I am so sick and tired of ain't shit niggas getting all the airtime and represented heavily. This is starting to be ox shit. Grow the fuck up and act like you got some damn sense, for fuck's sake. Just out here acting a damn fool all the damn time. Y'all niggas need to get you all's priorities straight. And start working towards unity in y'all community. It's that fucking simple. And anyone has a problem with what I am saying, fuck you, fuck your face and fuck your day. Also, if people liked black people as much as they love black culture, this world would be a better place. Thank you and good day.
What's good? This is your boy Internal Sadist. And this is going to be part two to why black people don't vote Republican lately. This is going to be the third reason I kind of sort of left out in the last video that I actually did. The third reasoning being, and it's going to be a big one, Republicans don't really capitalize on the fact that they're the party who freed slaves, and they're the party who were first electing black people into Congress between the years of 1870 and 1935. All black people who were elected to Congress were Republican. As of late, not so much. 1 in 37 black people elected in the office or Congress or, you know, in general, are Republican. This is the third reason that I kind of sort of left out to make another video on. Y'all did all this stuff. Y'all freed slaves. You don't use this to your advantage in your great history. That's a problem. The irony to that is the Democratic Party, the one who founded the Ku Klux Klan. It's like they're capitalizing on years of slavery. Almost like they have a Stockholm, like almost like black people have a Stockholm syndrome to the Democratic Party. This is how Republicans are missing out. Your lack of support for black candidates, and the fact that only 1 in 37 black people that have been elected in lately have been Republicans. Herein lies the rub. It's not my job to fix it because, quite frankly, I'm not running for office or Congress. It's your job to fix it. It's your job to promote awareness. Get all the black people out of their Stockholm syndrome to the Democratic Party. Because, quite frankly, that 400-500 years of slavery that they went through had a serious devastating effect on them. And the Democrats are pretty much capitalizing on that Stockholm syndrome and that 400 or 500 years of slavery that African Americans went through. And all these things that I just named were the 1 in 37 and, you know, the lack of support for black candidates all fall under PR. Democrats just spin it to make it look like you're the bad guys. Meanwhile, they're the bad guys. Sad, but funny how nobody ever learns from their mistakes. But I digress. What's good? This is your boy Internal Sadist. And this is going to be part two to why black people don't vote Republican lately. This is going to be the third reason I kind of sort of left out in the last video that I actually did. The third reasoning being, and it's going to be a big one, Republicans don't really capitalize on the fact that they're the party who freed slaves, and they're the party who were first electing black people into Congress between the years of 1870 and 1935. All black people who were elected to Congress were Republican. As of late, not so much. 1 in 37 black people elected in the office or Congress or, you know, in general, are Republican. This is the third reason that I kind of sort of left out to make another video on. Y'all did all this stuff. Y'all freed slaves. You don't use this to your advantage in your great history. That's a problem. The irony to that is the Democratic Party, the one who founded the Ku Klux Klan, it's like they're capitalizing on years of slavery. Almost like they have a Stockholm, like almost like black people have a Stockholm syndrome to the Democratic Party. This is how Republicans are missing out. Your lack of support for black candidates and the fact that only 1 in 37 black people that have been elected lately have been Republicans. Herein lies the rub. It's not my job to fix it because, quite frankly, I'm not running for office or Congress. It's your job to fix it. It's your job to promote awareness, get all the black people out of their Stockholm syndrome to the Democratic Party. Because, quite frankly, that 400 or 500 years of slavery that they went through had a serious devastating effect on them. And the Democrats are pretty much capitalizing on that Stockholm syndrome and that 400 or 500 years of slavery that African Americans went through. And all these things that I just named were the 1 in 37 and, you know, the lack of support for black candidates all fall under PR. Democrats just spin it to make it look like you're the bad guys. Meanwhile, they're the bad guys. Sad, but funny how nobody ever learns from their mistakes. But I digress.